Let's go. Let's go.
This is Matt's Moment with Matt Moscona on Eagle 98.1. Presented by Good Eats Kitchen. Order online at mygoodeatskitchen.com.
Yeah, busy night tonight in the world of sports.
Locally, of course, LSU baseball and basketball.
Yeah, so we have the basketball game here on Eagle, and Tigers doing baseball.
Baseball against Louisiana Tech at 6:30. Basketball's a late tip tonight, 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Eastern. This is the game Will Wade was complaining about because it's the quick turnaround. You got to play at 9 o'clock on Wednesday. They won't get back to campus until 2 o'clock this morning. They can't, by league mandate, they can't, they have to give the players a day off tomorrow. So really, LSU will just have one day to get ready for an early tip on Saturday at 11 a.m. So Will was complaining about that. I don't really blame him. But nonetheless, it is what it is. You got to go play this game. LSU and Florida have been like super close matchups. Played three times last year. If you remember, the first two went to overtime.
Yeah.
And then they played in the SEC tournament. It was a 2 or 3 point game. So, and then earlier this year, when they played the game at the Maravich Center, it was the game where Florida had the tip in, and they reviewed it. Remember, it was like off the kid's fingertip by like, a millisecond. The best line was from Pat Bradley of the SEC Network, who said if he had cut his fingernails that day, the basket would have counted.
Yeah.
It was that close.
That was the game my son was at. It was just crazy.
Expect this game to be close because LSU and Florida have been close. The last time they met, LSU scored 50 points in the paint and made 24 free throws. They're very likely going to try to do the same. Attack the basket, get to the free throw line. Florida has an awesome three-point shooter named Noah Locke. They're going to try to dribble, kick out to Noah Locke, let him shoot threes. So we'll see if LSU can manage to. It's going to be a close game. You know, if there's one thing that's really a reason for optimism, Florida, which is such a good defensive team, they only allow 66 points a game, which is your top half, the top 100 in the country. LSU scored 82 on them or 84 on them last time. So LSU can score against this Florida team. They'll probably have to outscore them there tonight. Baseball, meanwhile, Paul Maneri is going to do something interesting. Brandon Kaminer is going to start, the lefty. And last year when they played Tech beat LSU 12-1 at the box. Beat the crap out of them last year. So a little bit of a payback for LSU tonight. But Paul, who's 8 games, 8 different starting lineups, he said this week, the midweek game and the weekend, he's going to use one lineup and just let them play. So no more tinkering for this week to see how these guys go. We'll see what that lineup looks like when it's posted, not posted yet. But I think the biggest question is going to be, what do you do at shortstop? They probably go with the freshman Collier Cranford. That's going to be my guess. And then what do you do in center field and left field? Is it some combination of DiGiacomo, Hampton, Bianco, Toops? A lot of different options basically for those two spots because you know Cabrera is going to be in right field. But this is one of those games, Michelle, where we're going to start to learn more about this LSU baseball team and the pecking order that Paul Maneri has in his mind for these guys right now.